Sometimes the truth hurts, and sometimes it just saves lives. It's time now for Chew on This, our weekly look at the health and wellness headlines and media propaganda. Here's Dr. David Friedman and the poster child of sassiness, Ms. Tell It Like It Is, the author of the Skinny Bitch series of books, Kim Barnuin.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. Now, if you want to start your 2013 happier and with less stress, we have some news you can use. Dartmouth College just completed a paper for the National Bureau of Economic Research showing that eating fruits and vegetables can fight stress, depression, and boost your happiness. They measured both psychological well-being and factors that influence human health, including diet. After researching 80,000 people, they found those are the people who are more satisfied with their lives and deal with stress better if they eat more fruits and veggies. Now, Kim, it appears sulking over a pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream needs to be exchanged for a bowl of cream spinach. Is this why you're always such in a good mood?
Well, Ben and Jerry's.
It's got to be why you're in a good mood.
But, you know, it is you fun. Think about know. It. Right. It is really well known now that it's fruit and vegetables are so important to fight depression and stress and so many things. And this is something that I've tried in my own life as well. Really just trying to focus on eating the right foods and getting enough, because when I was doing food journals and realizing through my diet that I wasn't even getting enough servings each day of fruit and vegetables, and I was wondering why I was so crazy and stressed out and not happy. It just, the light bulb went off, and I said, this isn't good, and I started really trying to add more of these into my diet. And honestly, that it really, really changed a lot of things for me, and I think when you're treating your body with all the, you know, the nutrients, the supplements, all the food right. that it needs, it's going to treat you good in response.
Right, and I notice, you know, I've delved into some comfort foods, and they do give you comfort, and they do make you feel good, but not later. And within an hour, I feel lousy, but if you eat fruits and vegetables, your body just sucks them in and goes, wow, this is good for me, and you sustain that happiness. So I think comfort foods may make you less depressed and make you happy, but very short term. I think the fruits and vegetables, and I know the study said that the more you eat, the happier you become. Research shows that it starts at 5 servings is when happiness starts and peaks at 7 servings per day, and 7 or 8 servings creates more overall happiness and well-being than job security, this report said. So that's exciting. Kim, what fruit and veggies are the best for our stressed-out listeners? Any you can recommend?
You know, and I think you're so right, you know, for a second going back to the Ben and Jerry's and all that stuff. It is such a quick fix, and it's something that, having done the junk food diet and the health food diet, it's honestly, blood sugar spike is what I had a major problem with. And then I would right. crash, and literally my mood would crash along with my body. So, yeah, very, very important. And the fruits that I really like, I like to focus on, too, are like vitamin C fruits. I love right. oranges, kiwis, even, you know, broccoli is a vegetable, but just loaded in vitamin C. Melons, strawberries, I make a great watercress soup because it's high in vitamin right. C, and it's really, really good for you. But, my God, there's so
yeah,
many
you bring
things.
Up a good point. You bring up a good point about vitamin C as well. People don't realize my favorite stress-fighting veggie is sweet potato, and it has healthy carbs, increases serotonin levels in the brain, which make you feel good, but it's loaded with vitamin C. It has like 25 milligrams of vitamin C for a medium-sized sweet potato. So people don't realize, because they often think, oh, vitamin C citrus. No, you get that as well in the sweet potatoes. And what right. do you put on top of a sweet potato? I don't like any of the marshmallows or butter. I use virgin olive oil and cinnamon. What do you put?
Oh, that's exactly what I use. It's so good. You get a good quality olive oil, and even if you don't go the cinnamon route, you know, having just some salt and pepper and some good olive oil, maybe a little balsamic vinaigrette on top. Balsamic vinegar with the olive oil. It is so good, and because it has a little bit of sweetness, it gets that a little bit of your sweet tooth involved as well.
Sweet tooth involved. Great stuff. That's good stuff. So eat those fruits and veggies if you're stressed. And our next story made headlines recently. The FDA has approved the drug Tamiflu for infants. Babies as young as 2 weeks old have been given the green light to be treated with the drug. Infants suffering from stuffy nose, sore throat, fever, or body aches now qualify to get Tamiflu from the pediatrician. I'll tell you, I've never heard of a baby that didn't get a stuffed up nose. It's already prescribed for children over one, and now Big Pharma is adding newborn infants to the lineup. And here's what's sad: there's no proof that Tamiflu actually reduces influenza. In fact, the British Medical Journal has coordinated a plan of action to sue the makers of Tamiflu because of this lack of proof. Now, Kim, what's your take on infants with a stuffy nose going on this very controversial drug?
Yeah, no, that's not my cup of tea. And as a mom, you know, I already have a problem with all the other vaccinations that we give at high, you know, all at once. They want to do like 4, 5, 6 vaccines at a time for little teeny babies that their bodies just cannot handle this much. But our bodies are, you know, designed so well that if those little things get stuffy noses, okay, they have a stuffy nose. And I'm sure, you know,
it's not something horribly that's
you're in a, been to the third world country and you're getting some crazy disease. I mean, my kid wasn't sick very much, but I didn't feel the need to run out and give him more injections just because he had a runny nose. I don't think that it's safe, and it's not something that I would do.
Right, and the side effects of Tamiflu, ready for this? They include nausea, diarrhea, headaches, bronchitis, lack of energy, cough, general body aches. The side effects for the flu drug happen to be flu-like symptoms. And how fitting is that, Kim? If it doesn't work, they go, oh, it did work, but that was just the flu-like symptom side effects.
Oh, my gosh, it's crazy. I mean, that just doesn't sound sane at all. And these babies are so little, they're so small, it just doesn't seem natural or right putting that in such a tiny little baby.
It does. And I know you and I've discussed on the show how dairy products can often lead to flu-like symptoms. You know, a child's body just can't digest the protein in milk, creates that immune reaction like sinus, fever, ear infection, and, oh, you've got the flu. No, you don't. You got dairy reaction.
Right. That's exactly right. And if you take a look at, you know, what are they drinking, what's going into your little baby's body that maybe they're not able to handle this, and they're so little. So, you know, it's always smart to look at the other things, and, you know, having a good doctor that is open-minded and, you know, willing to kind of think outside of the box for you is such a important thing when you're a parent.
Right, and there's alternatives to dairy-based formulas. It doesn't have to be from a cow. Little baby infants weren't designed to have the milk from a one-ton animal. It makes no sense. Common sense and science says no, it's a no-no. And it's so funny how so many parents just don't get it because we've been engraved with thinking milk's the answer on that. Some of the ingredients in Tamiflu is ink, talcum powder, sodium sterile fumarate, titanium dioxide, black iron oxide, and saccharin. Kim, those don't belong in little tiny infants. No wonder they've got side effects.
No, that doesn't sound like a good cocktail for a little baby. Not at all.
No, it's ridiculous, though. Fantastic.
But, you've got money. You know, it boils down to another drug company having a whole new set of target audience.
Oh, I've done research on Tamiflu for my upcoming book, and I found more cover-ups than Maybelline and Revlon have combined.
Oh, my God.
Tamiflu has made government officials millions of dollars, and to me, this is a conflict of interest. So parents, do your own due diligence before making the decision of putting your child on this flu medication. Research. I'm telling you, knowledge is power. Sounds good. We may have time for a quick There's What in My Food. We're going to try to do this segment each week. Beware of caramel coloring. You will find it in colas, baked goods, soy, Worcestershire sauce, chocolate flavoring, even beer. The chemical coloring agent is called methyl imidazole. Wow, what a big word, which has been linked to cancer in mice and humans. Kim, who would have thought something so delicious as caramel could be dangerous?
Oh, of course. And, you know, that's another reason that we should be getting rid of the sodas and all of that disgusting stuff that doesn't do our body any good.
We're out of time, Kim. We got to run. As always, it's been a pleasure dining. Stay away from those caramel colors. If you see a headline you want us to chew on, we're at Chew On This at To Your Good Health Radio. You can follow Kim on Twitter at HealthyBDaily and me at Dr. David Friedman. Don't go away. We have an exciting show still ahead on To Your Good Health Radio.